Good morning. This is Elizabeth Coble from the Department of Public Works. Welcome to today's bid opening. I have here with me
Daniel Ostroff, Department of Public Works.
Crystal Alber from the Clerk of the Nassau County Legislator's Office.
Loretta D'Anicio, Department of Public Works. Just a reminder, we have 5 bid openings this morning, so we want to move pretty quickly. We do apologize for getting a late start, but we were organizing all the bids accordingly. This is a bid opening. Also a reminder, it is not an exchange of information. Therefore, you should mute your phones and no questions, no interrupting us, please, because we want to move this quickly. If you have any questions, please direct it to the project manager after we bring off. Furthermore, if you could please, when you have finished listening to the bid that you're interested in, wait until everything has been read for that particular bid, because when you hang up, if you hang up, it obliterates whatever we're saying here and nobody gets to hear what we're saying. So please just be patient. Ring off when everything is read for your particular bid. I thank you for your patience. We're going to proceed with the bid openings.
Okay, the first opening is for building construction requirements, various locations in Nassau County, B90400-04GR1. Our first bidder is Renew Contracting and Restoration, Inc. Renew Contracting and Restoration, Inc. The surety company is Endurance Assurance Corporation. Again, Endurance Assurance Corporation. And the bond is in the amount of $200,000. The bid amount is for labor and supplemental benefits is 43%. And for material and direct cost expense, 17%. So again, labor and supplemental benefits is 43%. And then direct material direct cost at 17%. Our next bidder is E&A Restoration, Inc., E&A Restoration, Inc. The surety company is Philadelphia Indemnity Insurance Company, and the bid bond is in the amount of $200,000. Excuse me. The bid amount here is for labor and supplemental benefits at 42%. And material direct cost expense at 14%. To repeat, labor and supplemental benefits at 42% and material direct cost expense at 14%. Next bidder is Belfour Long Island LLC. Again, Belfour Long Island LLC. The surety company is Hartford Casualty Insurance Company. Hartford Casualty Insurance Company. The bid amount here is 10%. I will not be reading this bid because the bid amount was supposed to be in $200,000. Okay, we
have left the conference.
Proceed with the next bid.
That concludes the bid opening for Building Construction Requirements Contract B90400-04GR1. Okay, the next bid
has left the conference.
Is for Roof Reconstruction Requirements Contract, the various locations, contract number B90618R5.
Has left the conference.
Our first bidder is Metropolitan Construction Systems, Inc. Metropolitan Construction Systems, Inc. The surety company is a Colonial Surety Company, again, Colonial Surety. Bid amount is $300,000. No, that's the bond amount. The bond amount, correct, the bid bond. Bid amount is $3,884,900.00. I'll repeat, $3,884,900.00. Our next bidder is Milcon Construction Corp. Milcon Construction Corp. The surety company is RLI Insurance Company. RLI Insurance Company. The bid bond is in the amount of $300,000. Total bid amount here is $6,191,500.00. I'll repeat, $6,191,500.00. the apparent low bidder for a roof construction requirements contract, B90618R5, is Metropolitan Construction Systems. Their bid amount is $3,884,900.00. And their WIC subcontracting list is not available.
Not applicable.
Okay, so that includes the bid opening for the roofing contract.
Has left the conference.
County Priority Resurfacing of Various Roads, Phase 6, contract number H61587-PR6. First bidder, Metro Paving LLC. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company is the surety company. And the bid bond is in the amount of 10% of the bid. Total bid amount, $9,127,250.00. I'll repeat, $9,127,250.00. Next bidder, Pacilico Civil Inc. Their surety company is Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Their bond is in 10% of the bid amount. Bid amount here is $9,112,451.00. I'll repeat, $9,112,451.00. Next bidder, Pratt
Brothers, Inc., and Pratt Brothers, Inc. Their surety company is Philadelphia Indemnity Insurance Company. Philadelphia Indemnity Insurance Company. And the bid bond is in 10% of the bond. Bid amount here is $8,399,796.35. I'll repeat, $9,399,796.35. Please repeat it. Where is it? He said nine. Let me repeat it one more time. So it's $8,399,796.35. Our next bidder, H&L Contracting, LLC. H&L Contracting, LLC. Their surety company is Arch Insurance Company. Arch Insurance Company. The bid bond is 10% of the bid amount. Bid amount is $8,251,761.00. To repeat, $8,251,761.00. Next bidder, J.R. Cruise Corp. To repeat, J.R. Cruise Corp. Their surety company is Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. The bid bond is for 10% of the bid amount. Bid amount is $11,818,205.00.
to repeat 11,818,205.00. For contract number H61587, PR6, Priority Road Resurfacing Phase 6, the apparent low bidder is H&L Contracting LLC.
Has left the conference.
Their bid amount was $8,251,761.00. That concludes the bid opening.
To turn off the music, press 1. Has left the conference. Has left the conference. To turn off the music, press 1. The conference. To turn off the music, press 1. Has left the conference. To turn off the music, press 1. The conference. Has left the conference. Has left the conference. Has left the conference.
Okay, so to proceed with our bid our bids this morning, the next one we have is water quality improvements at Bailey Arboretum. The contract number is S35103-02G. Our first bidder is Stephen Dubner Landscaping, Inc. Stephen Dubner Landscaping, Inc. The surety company is Travelers Casualty and Surety Company of America. Again, Travelers Casualty and Surety Company of America. And the bid bond is in 10% of the bid amount. Bid amount here is $2,750,315.00. To repeat, $2,750,315.00. We just ask that you wait until the bid is done so we can hear the amounts. Please hang up after she is done speaking. Thank you. Our next bidder is G&M Earth Moving, Inc. Again, G&M Earth Moving, Inc. Their surety company is Travelers Casualty and Surety Company of America. Again, Travelers Casualty and Surety Company of America. The bid bond is in 10% of the bid amount. Bid amount here is $2,686,000.00. $2,686,000.00. Next bidder, H&L Contracting LLC, H&L Contracting LLC. Surety company is Arch Insurance Company, Arch Insurance Company, and the bid bond is for 10% of the bid amount. Bid amount is $2,882,282.00. I'll repeat, $2,882,282.00. Next bidder, Galvin Brothers. So it's Galvin Brothers, Inc. and Madhu Contracting, Inc., JV. So repeating this, Galvin Brothers, Inc. and Madhu Construction, Inc., joint venture. The surety company is Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Again, Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. The bid bond is in the amount of 10% of the bid. The bid amount is $2,576,225.00. To repeat, $2,576,225.00. So the apparent low bidder for contract S35103-02G is Galvin Brothers, Inc.
Has left the conference.
and Madhue Construction, Inc., joint venture. Their bid amount was $2,576,000. Let me repeat that. $2,576,225.00. One more time. $2,576,225.00. That concludes the bid opening. Oh, excuse me, one more thing. The WIC is not applicable. So that concludes the bid opening for S351-0302G.
Has left the conference. 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 To turn off the music, Jonathan. Press 1. Has left the conference. Has left the
Cover
conference.
So, moving on to the next bid opening, Bay Park Stormwater Treatment Plant, SCADA System Improvements, contract number S35117-04J.
The Bay Park Sewage Treatment Plant, just so that we're clear. S351-1704G, thank you.
First bidder, Eldor Contracting Corporation. Eldor Contracting Corporation, the surety company is Federal Insurance Company, to repeat, Federal Insurance Company, and their bid bond is in 10% of their bid amount. Bid amount is $3,761,300.00. To repeat, $3,761,300.00. Next bidder, Banna Electrical Corp. Again, Banna Electrical Corp. Surety company in this case is Federal Insurance Company. Again, Federal Insurance Company. And the bid bond is in 10% of the bid amount. Bid amount is $3,490,000.00. $3,490,000.00. Next bidder, EJ Electric Installation Company, EJ Electric Installation Company. Surety Company is Travelers Casualty and Insurance. I'm sorry, Surety. Let me start over again. Travelers Casualty and Surety Company of America. Again, Travelers Casualty and Surety Company of America. And the bid bond is in 10% of the bid amount. Total bid amount here is $3,914,409.70. To repeat, $3,914,409.70. Next bidder, Hink Electrical Contractor, Inc. Hink Electrical Contractor, Inc. Surety Company is Fidelity and Deposit Company of Maryland. Fidelity and Deposit Company of Maryland. And the bid bond is in 10% of the bid amount. Total bid amount, $3,493,470.00. To repeat, $3,493,470.00. Next bidder, LEB Electric LTD, LEB Electric LTD, Surety Company, Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, again, Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. The bid bond is in 10% of the bid amount. Total bid amount, $3,789,673.00. $3,789,673.00. Next bidder, Hogland Energy Group, LLC. Hogland Energy Group, LLC. Surety Company, Travelers Casualty and Surety Company of America. Again, Travelers Casualty and Surety Company of America. And the bid bond is in the amount of 10% of the bid. Total bid price, $2,976,335.00. To repeat, $2,976,335.00. The apparent low bidder for S351174G, Hogland Energy Group, LLC, their bid amount, $2,976,335. Their wicks will be self-performed. That concludes today's bid openings. Thank you.